Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
What's up, guys? You're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We record episodes and interview the very best experts from around the world and cover topics relating to health, success, mindset, business, and even social issues. And each week, we give you some of the best advice and information on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. Your elite life begins now. On today's episode, episode number 303, entitled How to Optimize Your Mental, Emotional, and Physical Health Fast, I chat with Sean McCormick. Sean McCormick is a performance coach, wellness entrepreneur, and the host of the Optimal Performance Podcast. In today's episode, Sean talks about how to optimize your health using various emotional, mental, and physical biohacking instruments. He discusses how to stop feeling negative emotions forever, how to lower stress drastically and get the benefits of 4 hours of sleep in just 1 hour, how to properly use psychedelics to overcome emotional issues, how to use blue light blocking glasses to improve your overall health, and so much more. If you're wondering how to optimize your mental, emotional, and physical health, check this episode out now. You are going to love it. As a reminder, make sure you're following me on Instagram at Justin Stenstrom. I've been posting a ridiculous amount of content on Instagram, especially videos, which I don't post on some other platforms. So you want to make sure you're following me across all platforms, as well as Facebook at facebook.com/EliteManMag. I've been posting videos on there, content on there all the time. And of course, the YouTube channel, EliteManMagazine.com/YouTube. I've been posting a ridiculous amount of YouTube videos the past few weeks, and we're going to continue posting a ridiculous amount of YouTube videos because that's what you guys want. And that's what you guys are going to get. Also on Parler at Justin Stenstrom, where we get, it is the uncensored platform. It's a combination of Facebook and Twitter. Parler's really cool. Checking it out. Make sure you sign up and follow me on Parler at Justin Stenstrom, where I won't be censored and I can post anything I want on Parler. Really cool. And lastly, the newsletter. You want to be a part of the newsletter, EliteManMagazine.com/newsletter.
All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from Elite Man Magazine, and my guest today is Sean McCormick from the Optimal Performance Podcast. Sean, thanks so much for coming on the show, man.
Happy to be here. Ready to go.
Yeah, I'm loving it, man. We just wrapped up your podcast a couple moments ago. I had a great time on that. It was, like you said, it was basically like being at the bar and having a drink with your buddy. So cheers to that.
Cheers. Yeah, cheers.
Here's to having some water beers right now, which is what we're doing.
Cross-country water beers.
Yeah, he's in Seattle. I'm in Boston, but he's also a Hawks fan, and I'm a Pats fan. And yeah, it's not going so well for the Pats this year, but you know, we're coming together, but we're not quite as good as you guys, 5-0. You guys are crushing it, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been – I don't count my chickens. I don't count my sea chickens yet. There's still a lot of season left. There's plenty of time to to mess up. As a Seahawks fan,
yeah.
I'm familiar with shit going sideways at the last minute. So, you know.
Oh, shit, man. So how did you get into this, dude? I mean, you've been doing this for a while, and we were just talking a moment ago, too, about you had the float tank before and you were doing that. But how did you kind of transition into the podcast and – just having all these great guests on and, you know, presenting all this information that you do. That's great. I mean, I was on the show a moment ago. It's like, you know, you knew your shit. You're one of the few guys that like really knows this stuff. How'd you get into that?
Yeah, well, I bailed on the corporate world in 2011. I was selling advertising for a radio station and wanted to live my life a little bit differently. You know, it didn't suit me in that role. I felt uncomfortable sitting in cubes and slanging airtime. And my wife and I just decided like, what thing could we do to really like change our lives? And just like throwing darts at a dartboard. It was a float tank center. At the time that we opened in 2012, there were 35 float centers around the country, and I was the first to open in Seattle. It was just birthed out of all of the ideas that we had for the kind of place that we would want to go float in a float tank of Epsom salt water naked in a wellness center. So we really just willed it with piss and vinegar, just like made it happen. Opened in 2012. So in that way, it sort of was a perfect thing for me because I love weird shit. I like meditation. I like spirituality. I like bodily recovery. You know, I'm a lifelong athlete. You know, I played semi-pro soccer, college soccer. So I have like this – I have some injuries and stuff, and floating was this like perfect mix for me. So that sort of got me into biohacking, performance, recovery. You know, we opened another location. So we're at two locations and continue to grow it. And then we sold supplements and products and stuff out of the float centers, and I got hooked up with the guys from Natural Stacks, which make 100% natural and open source supplements, just like amazing products, really cool nootropics to help you think faster, think smarter. So then I got into like biohacking stuff, you know, like Dave Asprey and kind of Tim Ferriss and Ted Achikoso, got into like performance. He and I just did a
good friend of mine. Good dude.
He and I just recorded one a couple weeks ago. I'm really excited to release it. Through the journey of opening this wellness center that was about performance, I connected with the guys from Natural Stacks because we sold their products, and they had a podcast that they produced that was hosted by another guy. And after 153 episodes, he left. He spun off to go do his own other podcast and take the content another direction. And they just said, "Hey, Sean, you like to talk. Like, why don't you just take this thing over?" I was like, "Well, I listen to every single episode. Of course, I'll take this over." And so now we're at episode 280, and it's a weekly 1 hour podcast. And so now since then I've sold those float centers. There's now three of those. I sold it so that I could focus on life coaching and performance coaching. And, you know, I work with lots of really amazing clients and have been able to like focus really, really narrowly on performance and, really like personal development, which is the shit that I really love.
Nice. So just real quick on the float tank thing, because I've tried so many different biohacks and different, things. I mean, I could go down, I'm drawing a blank right now, but I could go down neurofeedback and, you know, hyperbaric chambers. I've done all that shit before. And of course, all the supplements and herbs and all that stuff in the world I've tried. But that's one of the few things I haven't. Red light therapy is another thing I've tried before and had a machine too. But what is the benefit for that? I've had a couple of friends actually tell me about it, and I've heard some great like stories and stuff, but coming from a guy who used to own it, what's the biggest benefit from that?
It's more than anything else. It's for pain relief, really pain relief, stress relief, meditation, and sleep. You float for an hour in 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt water in an enclosed chamber on your back. And in that 1 hour of that float session, it's like 4 hours of REM sleep. It's wow. Like deeply, deeply restorative. Your body absorbs the Epsom salt through your skin, which reduces swelling and inflammation, helps lubricate joints, helps relax. We have two different types of sort of the nervous system expressions, right? There's parasympathetic and sympathetic. And our sympathetic nervous system is we are just reacting to things, responding like, oh man, it's like the fight or flight is mm-hmm. the sympathetic nervous system. And the parasympathetic nervous system is rest, digest, recuperate. And when you float, your sympathetic nervous system, holy shit, I'm going to be eaten by a saber-toothed tiger, or I've got, 100 unread emails, that goes down. That response to that in your central nervous system goes down. And instead, your blood flow increases, your stress levels go down. It's really great for back injuries. If you have a back injury, this is incredible for recovering, because you're in anti-gravity. So the discs in your back get to fluff up again. You're actually an inch taller in the float tank because you get traction on your spine.
Wow.
So your posture improves greatly. I was telling you before we turned the mics on, Russell Wilson and a bunch of other Seahawks guys use the float tanks a lot. In fact, there's two float tanks at Foxborough inside the facility where the Patriots guys, they were really early to adopt it.
Wow.
It's like when you're totally fried, when it's like, man, my adrenals are crazy. I'm totally whacked out. I'm not sleeping. I'm not recovering. And I don't know what to do. I don't want to take a sleeping pill or a pain pill. Like going in and floating a couple of times is like wiping the slate clean. It's just it's a cure all for whatever you've got going.
Wow, that's so cool. I didn't know it was that beneficial. I mean, I've heard it many times, and like I said, I actually had friends that recommended it highly. But I'm like, I'll get to that. I definitely was going to get to it, but now I'm going to get to it ASAP. Like probably next week, I'm going to sign up for it if it's open.
You should. Yeah, I believe that they should be. They're in the state of Washington. I think Massachusetts and Washington are kind of similar. What I would suggest you do is do it do three floats in a week. The first float that you go do, you should do it depending on how you sleep at night. If your sleep is really great, then what I would do is I would go after a really hard workout, fasted. So a fasted workout or, you know, your celery juice, do that and then do a really hard workout and then go float. And then the next time, go in the evening time before bed, you know, you're moving and doing a bunch of stuff. You got a lot of logistics going on. Go float in the evening time. And then the third time, take like a 40 grand edible and pop in there in like the middle of the day on like a Saturday. And oh boy, you'll get what it's all about.
That's awesome. I'm going to definitely try that, man. That's funny you said edible too. I just had a guy, the heck's his name? Oh, Michael Thornhill. He runs the, he runs an ayahuasca retreat in Peru. So he's like all about the psychedelics and, you know, there's a lot of benefits in that as well. That's something too. That's actually like the float tank is something I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely going to do. The psychedelics was something I'm thinking to myself, I'm probably never going to do that. But now, like after interviewing him, he like kind of convinced me. Now I'm sort of on the fence with it. But there's a lot of impressive benefits with that, and a lot of people that swear by it. So that's another thing that I'm gonna keep in mind.
Add me to the list. Add me to the list of people that swear by it. It's sure. It's massive. It's a big part of my life, actually. Wow. I mean, I've been doing ayahuasca ceremonies for about 9 years, kind of off and on. You know, I take a trip down south and do it, you know, almost quarterly now. There's some, without disclosing too much, it's accessible to me, and it's massively powerful. And in addition to all of the benefits to your mind and your body and your spirit that you get from ayahuasca, the work with psilocybin is massive. In fact, I'm on mushrooms right now. I'm doing microdosing protocols for performance. Something that I advise some people on. I do a lot of work with psilocybin. There's nothing like it. There's really nothing quite like it. And, it broadens your perspective. It opens up your aperture to like see things in a way that you haven't seen it before. Like, widens your perspective so that you can notice things that you wouldn't have noticed before, like things that you're doing that are like self-sabotaging, or relationships that are no longer serving you, or opportunities that are like right in front of your face, but you can't see them. Working specifically with psilocybin, like wipes your lens clean so you can see things more clearly. And it's also a performance enhancer as well. Yeah. Yeah. You should do it.
That's incredible, man. Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea until you fooled me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So the coaching that you're doing now, talking about, getting rid of negative emotions, and you have this something called the STOP method. Was this all sort of sprung from your work in doing this, the psychedelics and the psilocybin and those types of things? Did you kind of get sort of an epiphany of how you wanted to take your life and kind of go down this path? Was it from your experiences there?
Yeah. I mean, it's the soup of trying different things, seeing if they work and how I can apply them. Right. I test all the things that I do on myself before I suggest to my clients that they try it. And, you know, I love, you know, I rolled the dice on float centers, right? You can imagine the conversation at Thanksgiving when I told my family that I was going to quit my six-figure sales job to open a friggin' float center. No, I mean, I like taking risks. I like trying new things. And, you know, float centers, floating kind of evolved into nootropics, and psychedelics have been a part of my life really since college. You know, that evolved into, you know, other types of psychedelics and entheogens, which is sort of like a spiritual application to know more about yourself and to know more about the nature of reality. And what I'm keenly interested in is the getting the most out of the least. I mean, it is the heart of biohacking. It's the heart of performance, right? So the way that I exercise is getting the most out of the least. The way that I eat, the way that I hack my day and plan my time, and the STOP method just came through research of sort of unique mental frameworks that were effective. And I've been fascinated by neurolinguistic programming for a long time. I didn't go do any certifications, but I, you know, I'm sort of self-taught. There's lots of different things. Yeah, right. So when I came across the STOP method, it was like sort of like a rough framework, and then I started to tinker around with it. And what it is it's a four-step protocol that you do a couple of times a day over the course of a couple of weeks to literally get rid of negative emotions forever. One of my clients had just gone through a divorce, and they had two small kids, right? Like 3 and 6. And this guy hired me. He was really struggling in his life. You know, like he hated his ex-wife, but this was the mother of his children, and he needed to play nice because he wanted to see his kids and he wanted to have sort of the custody that because he was a great father. But he was so consumed by his like hatred of this woman who left him, cheated on him for some other dude. And you can imagine what sort of situation that put him in. And he's like, I can't stop hating her. Like, I think about it all day. Like, I don't know what to do. And I said, well, it's hard to be productive in your strategy and how to handle this situation if you're just blinded by how much, how hurt you are and how much you hate her. And so after doing this method over the course of 2 weeks, he saw her again. He did this method for 2 weeks, and I'll explain how it works. He saw her after 2 weeks, and he literally had reprogrammed his the way that he saw her and the way he felt about her. He wasn't mad at her anymore. So like 2 weeks later, he's, you know, they're doing the kid drop off, and she did what she always did, which she was trying to like provoke him, right? She's like, "You're 2 minutes late." And he's like, "I know. I just, you know, there were stoplights. There were stoplights. I had to stop at the stoplights, you know. Sorry." And she's like, "Well, you know, I'm going to, you know, should call your mom and tell her that she needs to help figure you out because you're always late." And he's like, "You don't need to do that. You don't need to call my mom. It's all good. You know, I hope you guys have a great day." And she's like, "What's your problem? Are you being weird? Why are you being so weird?" And he's like, I just don't need to be mad at you. I just don't need to be upset with you." And she's like, "Are you stoned? You're high right now. Let me smell your breath." And he's like, "I'm not stoned. I've let go of some of the hangups." And she's like, "You're freaking me out." So she was trying to provoke him, right? But he had been doing this method, so he had totally let go of all that hatred of her. And so he called me as soon as he dropped the kids off. He's like, "Listen to this, dude. It works. Here's what happened." He told me the whole story. So how this thing works is it uses a classic pattern interrupt. So the way that it's four parts. The first part is to actually go into this emotion. So for him, it was like dislike, we'll say hatred, like he hated her. That's the first step, is to actually sit down, close your eyes, and actually allow yourself to feel that feeling. And then once that feeling is there, then you stand up, open your eyes, and say stop. So once you know that that's the feeling, you're familiar with it, there it is, there's that hate again, I stand up, I say stop, and then you replace that emotion with another emotion that is productive, right? For him, it was love, right? It was the opposite of the thing he was feeling. And he had all of these other triggers that he had where he could feel that love. And so he got into that place of love, felt it in his body. And then the fourth step is you celebrate that transition from an unproductive emotion into a productive emotion. So for him, this was back a couple of years ago when like the dab was still cool. So he would by himself in his living room, he would just dab. He just like, boom. He just like dab, dab. So it sounds silly, right? But like you have to signal to your central nervous system, like, yeah, I prefer this. I really prefer this love emotion over this hate emotion. It sounds crazy. It sounds like, well, how could that possibly work? But what you do is for 3 days before you begin the method, you prime that positive emotion. So how do I feel love? What do I think about when I feel love? Well, he felt love for his children, for his boys, right? He wouldn't, you know, going to their baseball games and having, you know, quality time with them. That was his anchoring emotion. So that when you start this method, that you do that four parts, it takes 1 or 2 minutes. You do that like 7 times a day for a couple of weeks. And by like day three, it starts to get hard to actually feel that negative emotion. And that's when you know it's beginning to work. And then you just keep going and keep going and keep going. I've used it on myself. I was sued by a former business partner unjustly, tore me up, like really consumed me for a long time. I did the stop method to like forgive him. You know, it's just like this tool in and of itself for a lot of people, like fear. We're feeling all of this fear right now. What's going on in the world? Like, all this anxiety and fear around the pandemic. And it's not productive. So what can you do to like get rid, release that fear is to go through the stop method. You can go to stopmethod.com and actually like watch a demonstration on how it works. But yeah, I mean, we have to have these tools in order to like move forward in our lives. And for me, that one continues to be one of the most effective.
Hey guys, do me a quick favor and leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. I really do appreciate all the great reviews we get, and it really helps the show out as far as ranking goes, as far as reaching more people, and as far as getting our message out. So just take literally 30 seconds or so, pause the episode if you can, and leave a quick review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening to this podcast today.
Yeah, I love it, dude. That, like you said, it is classic NLP pattern interrupt, just, you know, changing the reactive part of you from like just going about your day, because people never even think about this type of thing. I just had John Assaraf on the show as well. He talks about, you know, brilliant guy. He talks about, what the heck is it called? Neuro gym or something like that. Like Inner Size is his book. So it's working the inner muscles of your brain and how the brain actually functions. And most people never even think about how the brain is supposed to perform. Like, it's the best tool that we know in the universe. There's probably other ones out there, but the best that we know of in the universe, the strongest, most powerful tool, and many of us never have the program for how to use it. So like in your situation, what you're talking about is like we're just all reactive creatures going about our day, reacting to different situations, having different emotions that just trigger us and pop up and make us feel a certain way. But if you can recognize that initially, stop it, and then change it into a favorable one, you know, basically, I think the best way to do it, like you explained, is having the opposite one, like the polar opposite one of what you really of what you're having, what you really want, because that's probably going to be the best one to shoot for. And if you can think about it in that situation and feel it out, like have those feelings and emotions and all those things consume you, that's really what NLP is all about, is switching the visual, the program, the pattern that's been going on, and tapping into that, man. I love it.
Yeah, totally. Like joy works, gratitude works. You just got to know what to do, and shit works. I mean, it's really consistent.
Yeah. So did you just like develop that one day when you're sitting there and taking some of these psilocybin psychedelics? You're like, shit, I need to think of this stop method. Did you create the stop method, or is it something that they had in NLP?
I read it in an NLP book years and years ago. I think it was even like NLP for Dummies. I read about it. Yeah, it was like a really, really basic thing. And it was a really short little explanation of like, here's an example of how this shit works. Mm-hmm. And it was when I was really developing these frameworks and tools for my coaching clients and testing them out. Also working with psychedelics, this is like, you know, well, they're part of my life now, obviously, but over the course of the last like 3-4 years, I've been coaching for 5, as I'm like developing these tools that really work for people. Again, like it's results. What works? That's the only thing that matters to me. Does it work? And after I tried it on myself and then like a friend of mine, then it's like, okay, let's roll this out. Let's see if this works for clients. And it does. It works for CEOs and divorcees and, you know, all sorts of folks.
Mm. What's the life positioning system? Is that another tool that you use for the same type of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. So the life positioning system is, again, another framework that looks at the eight areas of your life. We often don't pinpoint the different categories of our life that need attention. And until we can't really act on any one thing until we actually identify how we're doing in these different categories. So within the categories of the life positioning system, you rate on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you in this category of your life? So money, family, health and vitality, environment, life purpose, spiritual development, romance and intimacy, right? So within those eight core categories of your life, when it comes to your spiritual development, where are you now? Fuck. I think for a lot of us, we're so distracted, like maybe our meditation or our devotion or our prayer isn't really doing anything. So it's like, well, shit, that's a two. Okay. Well, now that's a data point that we can use. And for a lot of people that I work with that are sort of elite folks, they really like the quantification, the data points, right? So what I find with people within the life positioning system that I work with is like money is usually pretty good, right? They're like, yeah, dude, I'm like an eight on money. And almost inevitably, if you're an eight with money, then your family is almost always below a five, right?
Yeah.
So when you quantify these different areas of your life, then you have an actual assessment of exactly where you are. And then once you know, okay, well, money's an eight, romance and intimacy, well, I'm kind of a workaholic and I make a ton of money. So my professional development is an eight, my money's an eight, my romance and intimacy is a three, my family is a four, my health and vitality, you know, a lot of really high performers are actually, you know, pretty fit people. They keep their engine running really smoothly. So it may be like a six or a seven or an eight. But until you can actually identify these categories of your life, you can't really activate on any one thing. It's like, well, where do I begin? Well, if your life purpose is a three, maybe you start there. If that's important to you, if you're 60 and your life purpose is a three, you still don't know what you're meant to do in your life, well, then we need to make an action plan to figure that thing out. So from that framework, from that sort of data creation, then you can make decisions on, well, where do I want to focus my attention? But these sorts of things, we're not taught this stuff in school, man. Like, yeah. We don't get this guidance. Like in home ec, I learned how to make muffins and knit like a friggin' beanbag, but I wasn't taught these sort of these sort of tools that are so basic and still nobody knows how to do them.
Yeah, it'd be really cool if they could implement this type of coaching, some type of life coaching or, you know, life guidance where it's just like, you know, if you think these like a certain way, you start to do these types of practices, even like meditation, and you add these little routines into your life and you start to like really look at the bigger picture and break things down like you have with these different categories of your life and what you want to do and your goals. Like, we've never been taught this thing in school, man. It's just, you know, and it's a shame too, because most people never even realize this stuff. Most people, although you have a big podcast, I have a pretty big podcast, we have a pretty big following, most people will never hear this information because they're just going about their day through the same old, you know, hearing the same old information, getting the same old bullshit like feed from all the people they come in contact with, all the media, all the websites they listen to, the clickbaits and all that stuff. And it's like, it's a real shame that a lot of people are missing this type of information, because it really does make an impact when you're able to look at the bigger picture and see like what areas of your life do you need to improve in? What areas do I need to focus in? What areas of my life am I focusing too much of my attention into? What should I back off of and kind of like, you know, spread my energy out more balanced? And we talked about it on your show as well with like Steve Jobs, and it just reminded me, it's like, oh, here's a guy who had $10 billion at his deathbed, and by the time he died, he was basically saying that he regretted not spending more time with like his family. You mentioned, I didn't know this, but he mentioned he had a daughter that he was kind of estranged from, or they didn't have a great relationship. You know, he didn't have a lot of friends. And you know, this guy seemingly has everything in the world, but he doesn't have happiness and he doesn't have that fulfillment. And it's like, you know, if you don't look at those types of things, you can spend, I think he was in his 50s, you can spend 50 years of your life grinding through and being successful on paper. But in reality, you're really not successful if you're not happy or fulfilled.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that perspective that only comes from taking a look at these sorts of honestly, like taking an honest look. And oftentimes those really high performing people, they need data points, right? They need a quantification of their life so that it can make sense to them. And we need tools. And, you know, before I got my life coaching certification, before I made the decision to be a life coach, I didn't know what the hell a life coach was. I thought it was like a pep rally, right? You know, I thought it was like a hype man, right? That's what I thought it was. And I could be a great hype man, but unless you have the tools to be able to activate effectively, then you're kind of walking in the dark.
Yeah. What's this? You talk about the real you sort of reinventing yourself, and there's like a couple of big focuses. You have a course, but there's like one or two real big focuses from that. What is that all about, and how have you used that with your clients?
Yeah, the Real You course is a total life transformation suite. It's an online course where you know that you're not right, you know that you need to make changes, but you just don't know where to start. And so I built this really robust online course that takes you step by step, video through video, exercise through exercise, to like figure out what you need to change, make the changes, and then make it stick, like make it last. Again, what is the minimum effective dose? How can we help you make the biggest changes in the shortest amount of time? And a big part of this is the full moon reset. And this I developed, this did come specifically from an ayahuasca ceremony, to use the power of a half sidereal moon cycle, which means from new moon, which is no moon, to full moon, you go through abstinence protocols in four areas of your life. The use of the moon is, you know, whether you're into the esoteric or not, whether you're into the mystical or not, if you're into the woo, maybe just one woo, maybe two woos, you're into the woo-woo, whatever it is, like this sort of like dopamine fast, this abstinence protocol will really reset you. And so it takes a look at four core areas of your life within the full moon reset. And the first is what you put in your body, what you consume, right? So in this period of usually it's a half sidereal cycle, it's like 15 days. In this period of 15 days, you clean up everything that you eat. So that means no alcohol, no recreational drugs, no flour, no sugar, you know, really simplifying your food intake. You know, if you want to eat keto or paleo or whatever, that's fine. You know, you share with me how you approach nutrition, which, you know, if you did what Justin's doing for 15 days, your fucking life would change. Like it would change. If you cut out sugar and flour, your life would change. So you take an abstinence protocol, you really clean up your food, your consumables for 15 days. That's part number one. Part number two, and this is the hardest one to do, and this one really does sting the most, is a media fast. 15 full days, no screens. Only what's essential for work, right? Like you have to work, you got to look at a screen, you know, you're on Zoom calls, I get it, right? Nothing beyond that, right? So that means no Netflix, no Facebook, no YouTube, like nothing, no media, no news, no radio. Music's okay, music is fine, but no media. And what that does is it forces you to like use your time differently, right? Besides mindlessly scrolling while you're watching Netflix for 3 hours every single night, you have to find something else to do. And what it does is it basically like resets your dopamine in your brain. Dopamine is this neurotransmitter in your brain that you get from watching media, right? It's like, oh, somebody liked a post. Oh shit, I got somebody liked my post. Somebody commented on my post, and it's just like you get this juice from it. We get too much. We got too much juice. Like we're over juiced. We're over dopamined. We need to take a break from it. So when you take a break from media for 15 days, again, you feel like a kid again. You play cards. You play guitar. You write in your journal. You go for walks. Your lifestyle changes. You begin to feel like a kid again before you got caught up in what everybody else thought. Right. The third area is negative mindsets. So taking a through journaling, understanding like how you think about yourself, right? What's your automatic negative thought, right? What's your sort of default mode? Is it like you're not good enough? Is it this will never work? Is it imposter syndrome? Taking a look at how you talk to yourself when you're just by yourself, and really like calling it out. Making a note every time that you talk to yourself and you're not nice to yourself in your mind. The fourth area is habits, right? How much do you sit? How much do you exercise? You know, you smoke cigarettes. Do you bite your fingernails? Are you a rageaholic? Are you easy to, you know, like these sorts of habits that sort of round out your behaviors. Taking a look at that stuff and just like knocking that shit off for 2 weeks. You can just do it for 2 weeks. So there's some accountability behind it. You know, you make an announcement, not like anybody gives a shit, but you make an announcement on Facebook, say, hey, I'm going to step off Facebook for 2 weeks. You tell the people close to you like, hey, don't try to find me. Don't send me messages. Like I'm just taking a break here. I'm taking a reset so that people know. And then, you know, we help walk you through how to do this more effectively. There's some accountability metrics within there. There's some check-ins and stuff like that. You can go to fullmoonreset.com. I'm actually revamping it right now. I've mentioned it on a couple of different podcasts and people have just gone crazy for it. And they asked for a couple of extra features. So I'm like fine tuning it. But it's powerful. Like, you know, it actually was birthed out of the diet before you do an ayahuasca session. I'm sure that you covered this in your episode, you know, a week or two prior to your ayahuasca session. It's like no red meat, no pork, no sex, no drugs, no rock and roll to like prepare your body for this experience. And it's huge, man. Like people just feel youthful again. They sleep better. They're less stressed. It's another tool that will help people reach the end goal of what they want, which is more peace and just more happiness in their life.
Yeah. Definitely sounds like something that I don't think Michael mentioned that in the episode that we did. But it definitely sounds like something like the cleansing part of it and all that stuff, the no meat, the pork, all that stuff, eliminating that and just kind of going to like the baby basics of like that, I think is, you know, very optimal. And just like resetting, and like you mentioned too, I think if people, even if they tried it for like 14 days, because we always think about like getting on diets and it's like this overwhelming thing. We're going to quit after like a month if it doesn't go well. And we think too long term in the future. And it gets kind of overwhelming and intimidating to really stick with it. But if we just try something out for 14 days, 2 weeks, even 1 week, just to like get going, if you give yourself 1 week full on to do it 1 week and see how you feel. Oftentimes, if you can kind of chip away at it like a little bit by that piece by piece, it's a lot easier to then keep doing it like another week. And then like, oh, let me do it for one more week. And let me do it for another month because it's starting to go well and you're starting to see like little results. And then, you know, 6 months later, your whole life is completely changed. Like you're a new person.
Yeah, I mean, and it's once you have stepped away from these bad habits and bad food and, you know, maybe one or two many glasses of beer or wine a night and like too many joints, too many bong rips, like using that sort of stuff to like normalize and equalize, like then once you've been through it for 2 weeks, you get to choose like, okay, what do I want to start introducing back into my life? Like how much Facebook do I really want? How much, you know, meat do I want? How much cannabis do I want? And then it's a conscious choice. And for a lot of people, after they've done the 2 weeks, it's like, you know what? I don't feel like smoking cigarettes at all. Like it's gross. It's gnarly. Or I don't, you know, maybe I'm just going to take a little year off cannabis. You know, it's not doing what I thought it would do. You know, developmentally, when you start drinking beer, right? Like for a lot of us, it was like sophomore, junior, or high school, right? When you start to have these sorts of habits, it's always been there. It's been there since then. And at that point in your life, like, things changed, your motivations changed, your friends changed, your lifestyle changed. And once you kind of go back, you like get rid of that shit just for the first 2 weeks, you kind of go back to that developmental stage before that came into your life. And it's a really good feeling because you feel more youthful, you feel more curious, you feel more alive. And again, if you don't have a framework to follow, then it's just like, oh, I guess I'll try this diet, or I'll try this cleanse. Oh, I guess I'll try this detox, rather than like, no, I'm going to do this shit for 2 weeks. I can at least make it that long. And then when you do, it grows your confidence.
There's so many great tips here. What is your, we're going to wrap up in just a moment. What's your best biohacking tip? Cause I know you're into all sorts of things just like I am, but what's your biggest tip for the guys?
Well, I mean, practically speaking, the biggest biohacking tip is blue blocking glasses. They are game changers. You're going to look at screens after the sun goes down. It's just, you're going to, right? Like, we all do it, right? Sleep is the most important thing. It's where you build muscle. It's where your short-term memory turns into long-term memory. Your brain literally cleans itself up at night when you sleep. And if you're not getting quality sleep, you're kind of always behind the eight ball. When I made the adjustment and started wearing blue blocking glasses every night when the sun goes down, my blue blocking glasses go on, and I edit podcasts, and I watch TV with my wife or whatever. When you're blocking the blue light from coming into your eyeballs, what you're doing is you're stopping that blue light that's telling you it's daytime. When you're looking at screens on your phone, even if you turn it to dark mode or like nightshade mode on your phone, you're still getting bombarded with blue light. It's signaling to your brain that it's daytime when it's not. It's suppressing natural melatonin that comes from your pineal gland that says, okay, fool, like, it's time to go to sleep. Like, when you begin to wear blue blocking glasses, and I wear Blue Blocks, BLUBLOX, is a sponsor of the Optimal Performance podcast. They make tinted versions for daytime. They make clear versions and prescription versions. For me, it's the number one biohacking device that I use, because I sleep better. I realized that I was putting on muscle faster because I was getting quality sleep. So that, and then I don't know if you've seen, have you seen the X3 bar? Are you familiar with the X3 bar?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Oh, man. So I'm in the best shape of my life, 37. And I was a college athlete. You know, I played semi-pro soccer, and just go down the rabbit hole, go to the episodes that I did with the inventor, John Jaquish. It's a band workout. It takes 10 minutes a day. I know that you like going to the gym. It's, you know, sort of like a habit and lifestyle thing. Mm. You got to check this thing out. It's all I do for exercise now. I walk and I do the X3 bar. They're 10-minute workouts. There's four exercises per day. You alternate days. It's helped boost muscle growth. It's increased. This is the title of the book he wrote: Weightlifting is a Waste of Time and So is Cardio. Pretty provocative title. It's all I do now. Again, getting the most from the least. It's all I do. So between those two, I could talk about the infrared sauna in my garage.
Yeah, I love them.
Blue blocking glasses and the X3 bar have been total life changers for me.
Love it. Yeah, blue blocking glasses too. We had I forget the guy's name now. He's a really smart kid though. Matt something.
Maruka.
Matt Maruka, that's what his name is. Yeah, RA Optics, yep. Right? Yep. He's brilliant kid actually, and he's talking all about the science behind it. And we'd known about it before then too, a couple of years before then. We were doing some we had another guy talking, you know, I've had a few different pairs. He's one of the ones I like the best, so that one, I'm sure your guys is great as well. But I kind of get lazy, honestly, with wearing them just because I'm not a glasses person. I've always just never worn glasses. So I think I got to kind of start using them a little more. But I'm going to definitely check out that that contraption to lifting and, you know, minimizing the time, because everyone hates lifting, going to the gym. It's, you know, it's a big time suck. But if you can shrink that down and still get the same, if not better results, I'm all for that. So I'm all open to checking that out for sure.
Yeah.
What's a send-off takeaway message you'd like to leave the audience? And it's been a great interview, man, for sure. We've done both shows. What's a send-off takeaway message you'd like to leave the Elite Man audience and a place our listeners can check out your work?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, this has been a blast, man. Our conversation on that will be released on the Optimal Performance Podcast was killer. You know, very topical, very relevant. I love what you're doing. I'm so glad that we were able to connect in, you know, with all the shit that's going on in your life that you're dealing with, moving and so forth. Yeah, I mean, a takeaway message for me is it's okay. It's okay to stand up. It's okay to take responsibility for your life. It's okay to be someone that people depend on. You're capable of so much, right? You as a man are capable of massive amounts of strength and power and peace and leadership. And it's okay to like step into that, to step into the power that you have, that you were born with, that you've been cultivating. And there are techniques, there are tools, there are people that you can work with that will help you kind of get back in touch with that. But don't play small, you know, like Justin decided one day, like, hey, I'm going to go do this thing. I'm going to write this book. I'm going to coach. I'm going to be a big deal. And you got to work and look where you are. And for everybody listening right now, you have the same abilities. You have the same potential to be great in whatever area that is that you want. Just it's okay to strive. It's okay to be a work hard, you know? Yeah, for people listening, you can find me on Instagram at Real Sean McCormick, S-E-A-N McCormick. You can come listen to the podcast. There's a ton of things that are in total alignment with the Elite Man. And yeah, it's just been a pleasure, dude. This has been great. We should do another one soon.
Yeah, I loved it, man. It was a great time catching up with you, and I learned a ton myself doing both the shows. But yeah, definitely check him out on Instagram and check out the podcast. It's a great show. I'll be on there as well recently. And yeah, I'll see you again soon, man. It was a blast. So take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. See ya.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I'd like you to do, and that's this. Subscribe to our podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast episodes and all of our world-class advice absolutely free. Subscribe now if you haven't already and become an Elite Man today. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an amazing review. We really do appreciate it.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.